Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It must be Wednesday night. This is co-producer, about to start the premiere podcast, The Attic. Weekly we get together and give you Patterson's Own. The Attic is comprised of co-producer, the messenger, baby sister, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Purr, and from Florida, Sister Sunshine. Hey, listen, sit back, relax, prepare to be entertained. And just in case you're wondering, that smooth beat you hear in the background, it cannot be duplicated or imitated. You got to come to Ohio to get that. And when you get here, you got to see AKA the menu. Let's get ready for the show. Good evening. This your guy, Petey Green, a.k.a. co-producer, and it must be Wednesday night because the attic is about to pop off. Good evening, everyone. We've got an interesting lineup of topics for you this evening. And again, remember, this is the attic. We give you our view all the way. We really want to be very entertaining so that you come back every Wednesday night and follow Hodge to Hodge podcast, The Attic. Hey, crew, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Wonderful.
Outstanding.
Take it to the top.
I just told you how I was doing now. You want me to share that with everybody?
Hey, share it with the world. Share it with the world, baby, bro.
No, but I'm a private man. I'm a humble man. Everybody don't need to know my feelings.
Okay.
But you know how I'm feeling.
Okay. I got you, man. But good evening, folks. Let's talk about some shit that's going on in the world today. Like only the attic can talk about it. Today, I'm a federal employee, so today was like a day of mourning. It was the National Day of Observance for late President H.W. Bush. And, you know, anytime someone is called home to the Creator, it's a sad situation. But, you know, being a president, I'm certain that he's in a much better place. And I have nothing but love for his spirit. He was our top politician. And we just want to take a second and say to the late President H.W. Bush, Godspeed. My man used to say, all right, now that we got that out the way, hey, how's everybody feeling about any remembrance of the late President Bush? Anybody? Nobody don't give a damn?
Being a state employee, I didn't get the day off to watch today.
Oh, they make it up to you at some point, though?
No, sir. It was a federal remembrance.
Oh, okay. See, at the post office, they gave us a day of administrative leave for this. So, I mean, you know, it's not just about the money.
So did the base.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. But anybody got any fond memories of, or not, well, I won't say fond, but
Any memories of the late president they like to share with the world?
Yeah, we used to hang out. And
I think he was a great guy, how he was able to stay quiet while the whole Iran-Contra deal was going on and stuff. I think at the time he was either CIA or vice president or something like that. So I think he did an outstanding job living up to the Republican form.
Okay, I'm glad you closed. I'm glad you closed it with living up to the Republican form, because we all understand that's not a
form. That's how you play that. When you possibly next in line to be the president, you know certain stuff, but you keep yourself separated from that. That was all about Reagan, so that way he can just slide right into that slot, and it worked out perfectly for him.
Well, let me grab the mic for a few minutes while our brother from Singapore came with us tonight. Let me grab the mic for a few minutes while I read a little something to you, man. And this is like a tribute to former President George H.W. Bush, who died Friday at the age of 94. Now, let me tell you something. In the age of Donald Trump, it isn't difficult for people of the late Bush Sr. to paint a picture of him as a great patriot, a president who governed with class and integrity. It is true that the former president refused to vote for Trump in 2016, calling him a blowhard, and that he eschewed the white nationalists outright, conspiracy politics that has come to define the modern Republican Party. But now, there's some things that the late President Bush, and again, I'm not talking about him as a man, I'm talking about him as a president right now. He made some dishonest cases for war. 13 years before his son lied about weapons of mass destruction, his father had close to the same kind of shit going on. So it's funny when you said the Iran-Contra. In time of sorrow, again, I bless your soul if I could. But let's talk about what it was that happened that you kind of was a part of happening. The first Gulf War, as an investigator, you know, he concluded information. He kind of did a low-key Donald Trump on the Iran-Contra thing. So when we start talking about him as a president, again, I have nothing but respect for him as a man. But when he was in that office of president, there's some things that went on that that wasn't right. You know, I'm reading research. I was not there. But they say he committed war crimes. Under Bush Sr., the U.S. dropped a whopping 88,500 tons of bomb on Iraq and Iraqi-occupied Kuwait. Now, many of these places was occupied by civilians. In February 91, for example, they had an airstrike on an air raid shelter in a neighborhood by Baghdad, and they killed at least 408 Iraqi civilians. And the problem, not the problem, was they say the Bush administration deliberately targeted civilian infrastructures for leverage over, as he would say, Saddam, over Saddam Hussein. Now, somebody tell me how that's not terrorism. So, again, this ain't a let's bring the clouds and cover all the sun up. This is just let's remember everything. Let's not just remember the good. If we're going to remember the good, let's remember some of the things that were not so good. And hopefully we learn from that. As I did a little research on this, he did some things that Donald Trump might role model after. You know, he in 93, about that same Iran-Contra, he refused to cooperate with special counsel because he was aware that we were selling arms to him.
Hello, CIA man. You don't think he didn't know?
I'm saying some things you got right. Because of the job that you have in the political spectrum, there's some things that take place. It's impossible for you to say, I don't know. Or it's impossible for you to have what they call plausible deniability.
Isn't that based on your security level?
Well, no, plausible deniability just means you know something about to take place, but you don't get into it deep enough to actually know what took place. So when you ask me, you know, with that lie detector on my arm, I can say I don't know.
Well, that's,
and that's gonna be
plausible denial. That way you can say you didn't know. If it come your way, plausible denial.
Yes.
But
he was the
head of the CIA at one time. You don't think he still had connections then? Or what was going on?
Well, I'm sure he did. Yeah, I'm sure he did. But again, as we remember, and please, everybody kind of keep this in focus. It's just not bad things. Let's just remember everything. But again, I do remember that he escalated the racist war on drugs. Now, from the perspective that I speak, I'm not going to forget that. In September of 89, let me tell you, we talk about just having bad intent. Now, and again, this is what I research and this is what I find. In September of 89, in a television address to the nation from the Oval Office, they say he held up a bag of crack cocaine, which he said was seized a few days ago in the park across the street from the White House. Now, let me tell you something. His response was it could have been heroin or PCP. But nonetheless, let me say this to you. It sounds crazy that when we talk about the White House, we talk about drug-infested areas. But if you ever had the opportunity to visit D.C., let me tell you something. The White House itself and that area is beautiful. You go too far to the left or to the right, bump into 8th Street, I swear you're going to think you're in Hollywood somewhere. Hollywood with a little bit of Las Vegas mixed in it. So, again, it's a very, very known drug area. But yet, now here's
absolutely
the thing.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though, about that 89 crack bag of crack cocaine he held up. Now, they investigated, and they found out that federal agents lured the dealer to Lafayette Park so they could make an undercover crack buy in a park that was known to be a drug area by the White House. Now, here's the catch. That because it was a known park and they had that bus, they allocated $1.5 billion increase in spending on the war on drugs. Now, here's the war on drugs, okay? Now, you tell me where I'm trying to help somebody. More prisons, more jails, more courts, and more prosecutors. I see nothing in there for rehabilitation. I see nothing in there for drug counseling. So, again, pardon me if I'm ranting, but when we remember, folks, we got to remember some other things.
No, you talk the truth.
Yes.
Sir,
now,
and my friend, it's good. Go ahead, please.
Now,
do it more, because we want to hear everything, please.
Now, when we talk about the $1.5 billion increase in spending, you know what that resulted in? Millions of Americans were incarcerated. Now, I don't have to sit here and say, when we talk about millions of Americans were incarcerated, what percentage of what race of people was the bigger number of that millions? Okay, so hundreds of billions of dollars were wasted. It was just something that was all scandaled up in an attempt to do harm to some folks, man. And again, it doesn't matter what folk. It doesn't matter if we're talking about Iraqis, Kuwaitis, or Black Americans. It doesn't matter what folk. But when you intentionally just set out to do harm for somebody, that's got to be remembered also. At least that's from my perspective. So again, I didn't mean to get off on a rant on the late president. And again, I've got nothing but honor for him as a man. But as a leader, there's some things that happened under his administration that we need not forget. Now, as we transition a little further, I think my man 45, I think he was very happy to finally get invited to something. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making fun of the event, but no matter if it's a birthday party, a wedding, a funeral, whatever, there's usually real strict instructions that we don't want 45 there. So I'm sure, only because of the kind of person that he is, he's probably thinking, yeah, I knew they would love me. But he got invited to the funeral. Did anybody see that? He sat next to the Obama, right?
Yeah, he sat next to Michelle and Obama, but the Clintons, they didn't even speak to him, and neither did what's the other president?
Bush.
What's the other one? Not Bush.
Carter.
They didn't even speak to him either.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Right, Jimmy
That's
Carter.
True.
They didn't even speak to him.
And also, George Bush, the son, kissed Melania 4 times. And he was there. He was smiling to Melania instead of smiling to Trump.
He said, "Look, man, all right." I didn't even notice that. Did anybody else notice that?
Yeah.
Notice what?
And last time there was another thing, funeral. Bush gave to Michelle Obama a chocolate and put their hands together and kind of like that. I don't know what's going on anyway.
I just want to say hello, man. But like I said, they invited Trump. I'll bet you Trump and Obama was probably sitting next to each other at first. And they was like two little boys up in there punching each other in the leg. Like, yeah, what that shit you was talking? Say that shit now. say that shit now.
I mean, they spoke,
yeah.
But I think they shook hands or something, and Michelle shook his hand. But aside from that, there was nothing else said. And then Hillary, she never even looked over there. She just looked straight ahead.
Well, I mean, again, all your talk is put me in jail. Again, they can say shit that shit is, huh?
I'm not mad at her.
Not at all.
Oh, me either. I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I mean, the way he talked about her and the things he said about her, I totally don't blame her.
I mean, from first, we should know that, he was a racist. He was, because the way he said crooked-terrorist. In democracy, in real democracy countries, you never call your opponents name calling or something like that at all. I mean, that's cheap to me.
Yeah,
he's cheap.
He's a businessman, he's a business person, and a lot of that political protocol. He said, "I don't have to learn that, man. I'm going to rewrite the script now." But again, he got invited today, so I'm sure he probably think his approval rating went through the roof.
Well, he got a chance to play with the big boys, sit with the big boys, and I'm pretty sure before he got there, somebody sat him down and told him like he was a child. Look, when you go in here, don't touch nothing. Don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the problem was when when all those people got sent bombs, I think it was Obama, I think the Clintons, and some other people got sent those bombs. They asked him, was he going to reach out to people and, see how they were doing? And he said, no, I think I'll pass on that. And as a president, for you to say something like that, it was just like, that's just crazy. Like, I mean, as a president, it is, as a leader of a country, you would never say something like that. No, I think I'll pass on that.
No, but if you're playing to your base, that's exactly what you're saying.
What's this? He said, I am who I am, and damn it, that's who I'm going to be. No, I'm not going to conform to what y'all consider to be I'm not going to do what you consider to be politically correct. You voted me, and here I am. Take me as I am. And that's what he's doing, and he ain't got no reason. He don't have any reserve.
But as the leader of the country, you're supposed to have some kind of concern about everyone. I mean, these were bombs that were sent to some of them were other presidents, former presidents.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, listen, that's by all means.
You got to respect the office.
Yes. I mean, and I get that. But I'm just saying, he's got a whole different perspective on what he's doing. He playing that role. I let the world know I don't like them, so I'm going to maintain what I've already let the world know. Instead of saying, I'm going to be the bigger person here. Again, we all know how you feel about folks, but I'm going to be the bigger person here and reach out. That's not going to happen with this president. But you know what, though?
I mean...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, but yes. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, really every time either he talks, I mean, it is mess things up more, and or he's tweeting. Oh, my gosh. This tweeting account must be closed because it's really, it creates more enmity between the people in the United States. And that's why all these bombs, MAGA bombs, and et cetera, went to the different people because individuals read his tweets and get idea, oh, it's good. This is what I'm doing for my country, you know? But you are not doing it for your country because you are stupid.
Yeah. You know what's funny? before 45 became the president, George Bush Sr., his son was the laughing stock of the presidency. Now he almost like a superhero.
Yeah.
When you compare his son to the current president, boy, he make his son look good. But hey, I think that around these times of year, we're transitioning, folks. We just left out of a festive. I hate to even say festive. We left out of a period of the season when we get together and share food. It's not a good time, in history, but we've converted it into some other shit. So when we get together and eat, what's some of the things that we like to have? What's some of the things that we think are like mandatory when you're putting that big meal together?
Turkey.
Is that baked or fried?
Roasted.
What
I mean, different food.
Here?
I mean, chicken, or turkey, and there are many national meals for many people.
So for your national meal,
day,
what would you have? Your national meal, what would you have?
I will have mutton biryani. Mutton biryani is meat and rice, but the rice is kind of the way they cook it is they fry it. They fry the rice first and then they cook it and mix it with the, meat, goat meat or sheep meat, and therefore it's with all the spices and mix it up together. Very delicious, yeah.
But I'm going to tell y'all, and before anybody say it's nasty, this is my radio show. Me personally, you can't have a big meal without some chitlins, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, I said it.
Go to the corner.
Yeah. Huh? No, you gotta have some of them Curtis Jean chitlins, some of them chitlins like that your grandmama made. A lot of my friends don't eat pork, and I tell them I don't eat pork either, because while I'm eating that chitlins and bacon, I convince myself that it's from a cow.
Yes. Yes.
You don't eat no pork, do you, brother?
Wait, I have
pork?
One.
Yeah. I mean, no, actually, pork really, if you notice, in all Britannia, all EU, the kids, I mean, as 14, 15 years old, they have a dot on their faces. I mean, it's because of it, they eat too much pork.
No. Okay, hold on one second. Hold that thought for 1 minute, man, because you can't speak against the pork. Hold on one second. Go ahead, Sister Tiffy. What you got for us?
You gotta have pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin pie. Oh, yeah, that's for dessert. Yes, of course.
Hey, baby bro.
Yeah.
You make good pumpkin pie, don't you?
No, I don't even fuck with pumpkin pie. I dare you insult me.
No. What?
I knew he was coming with that. Well, what kind of pie you make, brother?
Sweet potato.
I'm just saying.
Easy,
yeah.
When I heard pumpkin,
I mean, it's a known fact. Listen, I'm not a racist, but I'm just telling it like it is. Black people eat sweet potato pie. White people eat pumpkin pie. Totally two different things.
Wow,
interesting.
That,
so I learned new things today. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Never mind. Hey, brother, messenger, you kind of quiet when we putting that big meal together.
Have you ever tried pumpkin pie, baby boy?
Yes, I have, and no.
Sister Tippy, have you ever tried sweet potato pie?
Yes, ma'am, and it's perfectly fine. I just prefer pumpkin pie.
Okay. All right. So you have tried. You tried both. One. You tried both.
I tried both. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You guys might.
Right. And baby
might
boy, you
try.
And
nice
you tried pumpkin pie, baby boy. Okay.
As a matter of fact, I just whipped me up two pies, just like that, off the spur of the moment today.
Really?
Because them pies I made before, they went so fast.
You come to Columbus, I'll make you some pumpkin pie.
I won't be eating it. I
hey, Brother Messer. Hold on, Brother Messer. What did you come in there with?
I think some nice unleavened bread would be quite tasty as well.
Pumpkin pie is delicious. Why not pumpkin pie?
Wait a minute. Hold up. What did you say, my brother? I don't know you right now.
What did you say? Hello? What's wrong with pumpkin pie? It's delicious.
I have tried pumpkin pie before. It does taste good. I prefer sweet potato, but I have tried pumpkin, and it is good. It is good. I've tried it before. I did.
My preference is
sweet
potato.
But I have tried it.
I was talking about, oh no, to Brother Messenger. What he say, some unleavened bread? That's what I was saying. I don't know you right now. Of course I love pumpkin pie. I mean, who the hell? Unleavened bread.
But I was just suggesting to baby boy to expand his horizons and try it. Don't knock it until you've tried it.
Somebody tried to convince me to try it, and it was some ShopRite pumpkin pie at that. Actually, I thought it was sweet potato pie, but it turned out to be ShopRite pumpkin pie.
You should try homemade. Homemade might be better than store-bought.
Right.
I just believe pumpkin.
Try homemade might be better.
As October 31st, that pumpkin out there in the front of your steps, you don't need to bring that indoors if you're making a pie out of it.
Okay.
Leave that shit outside.
Is that what they do?
I guess, yeah. I didn't do no research, but you know what? I'm going to say, yeah, that's what they do.
Oh,
That's not what they do.
So, what you have for a big meal? Talk to me.
I gotta have something
extra.
You gotta have something extra?
Yeah, I gotta have stuffing. I have stuffing.
Oh, stuffing. Okay, I got you. Okay.
And I gotta have the rest of the stuff is incidental. Just I gotta have stuffing.
So your
I have a compliment I like to give out. It's kind of like a compliment, a sarcastic compliment. Now, I know it seemed to me like it took all day, but that stuffing, baby girl it made, baby sister, it was all right.
It was delicious. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about it. I heard it was very good.
I mean, it took her 8 hours to make it, unless she was just, you know, bullshit.
You had to throw a jab in, but that's okay.
No. It sounded to me like I heard a lot more relaxing and entertainment. I heard Carmen upstairs laughing.
Okay.
Well, we had fun. We had fun making it.
Yeah,
yes, it was. It was a joint effort.
Yes, it was.
But it took 8 hours.
See, you got to throw another jab in, but that's okay.
Probably slowed you down.
Was it worth the wait?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, yeah. I mean, it complimented everything else.
It sure did. Sure did.
Look, it made Harold curse at the table, right? It made Harold curse at the table.
Yeah, sure did.
This is what a lot of people don't understand. When you're eating, what you need to do sometimes is put a lot of shit on that fork or that spoon and shove it in your mouth. That way you got a combination of different foods in your mouth, and when that flavor comes together, it's magnificent.
Why does that shit you just explained sound like anything but eating, man? I'm just saying. There was nothing from delicious about what you're talking about, shoving shit in your mouth, man. Why did that statement sound
like anything? You can put it in there gingerly. You can put it in there gingerly, but if you're eating, you're shoving that shit in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right, messenger?
It's
you're sucking
ginger.
It down.
Wow.
That's if you want to savor the moment.
But so much buffet so expensive in the United States right now? I mean, some buffets in the United States, it's like $30-$40 each for New Year's, or Christmas Eve, etc. Why?
That's a cheap restaurant. That's Denny's, honey.
Yeah, right. They figure if you're too lazy to cook on the holidays, yeah, we'll take your money. We'll take your money.
Yeah.
Plus, what you don't
but
understand.
But it's not just the food. It's everything around the holidays. The prices go up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just food.
Because psychologists say we in a more giving spirit. The offers in the church go up, too. Oh, I got crickets.
All part of that brainwashing mentality. But we're going to overcome it.
Hey, speaking of overcoming shit, let's talk about Brother Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela, he was the father of the freedom because he was in prison for a very long time. And because we put, I said he was the father of the freedom. He was the father of democracy, Nelson Mandela, South Africa. Because he was in prison for a long time. And, I guess due to the embargo to the South Africa, the fascist regime of South Africa was collapsed. And when they free him as an ex-prisoner, then he came to the... I mean, everybody, they knew him before.
Well,
Go ahead, please.
Go ahead,
Just so you know, Brother Malik was in jail for a long time too.
Malik who?
I don't know that. My brother that was on the corner the other day. Before he went to jail, he was just hanging out on 10th and 27th.
I can't with Ronnie. I can't.
Really?
I didn't know that. But he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
we love him.
That's some Devon Intervention shit right there, man.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, I see a man. I see a man." Hey, but listen, again, I got a lot of praise for Mandela. I got a quick little minute clip. Just a little bit about Mandela. Hang on for a second. Here's to my man, Mandela.
Prisoners and South Africans overseas, the moment is lost on no one.
It's a big day because Norway are going to be free. Each and everybody is going to be free.
I feel just like when I was born by my mother. Now I can be tired.
That South Africa is in transition to black majority rule. Nelson Mandela led his supporters in singing the new national anthem, God Bless Africa.
Free at last. I, Nelson Mandela, do hereby swear to be faithful to the Republic of South Africa.
The ceremony. Vice President Al Gore led the U.S. delegation, which included First Lady Hillary Clinton. Cuba's leader, Fidel Castro, was seated a discreet distance away. Protected by a screen of bulletproof glass, Mandela said it is time to heal the wounds of apartheid. To show that he means it, Mandela linked hands with his white vice president, F.W. de Klerk, the man who once upheld apartheid and then helped to dismantle it.
Hey, that was my little clip on Mandela. Again, what he did. Hey, baby girl, wasn't there some kind of tribute or festival going on for Mandela?
Yeah, over the weekend, they had the global concert to Mandela. I think he, like, turned 100 or something. Some kind of tribute. I think Oprah and Beyonce and Jay-Z and all of them, they gave, like, this big concert for Mandela. Over the weekend, did anybody see it?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I forgot. No, I haven't seen it.
It's called Global Citizen Day.
Yeah, Global Citizen Day.
Yes, that was the name of it.
Global Citizen Day. It's annual.
I think they streamed it, wasn't it? They streamed it or something?
On the Roku, yeah. They stream it on Roku. You just put Global Citizens and you can bring it out and it will show it to you. Yes, it does.
Yeah. And MSNBC covered it also.
Yeah, and they showed it on there too.
Now, was that recording of Nelson Mandela?
What'd you say?
I know,
that recording that was just played, was that like an earlier recording? Because I heard by the time he got out, he was sounding like that dude from the Green Mile. Oh, it's tired, boss.
You mess.
He really is. He really is.
Oh, my goodness.
That's when he first became, that's what his inaugurational speech, man, when he first became president. Oh, man. But just, you know, I mean, that's just amazing. No less than amazing. You go to jail. But I've been behind some bullshit for 27 years. And then you get out of jail and you become the president, man. That's pretty cool.
So that teaches us, if you watch the movie called The President on Netflix, I believe, yeah, you will see you know, it shows imaginary dictator trying to put the switch of the electric off in the evenings, turn it on. His son says, "Oh, that I want the electric goes down, and people will have nothing to use." So finally, the people revolution and so it shows the president. So this is to the all the dictators in the world that one day people will be wake up, and same scenario will happen, you know, to them.
Well,
so be nice to the people that you rule.
That's if you be nice to the people that you rule, you shouldn't rule anybody. But go ahead, Brother Message.
Yeah, but I mean, to help
Putin,
your country.
They got something to look forward to.
Say again.
I'm gonna tell Pookie when he get out, he got something to look forward to.
Yeah, all right. Hey, just ask him, tell him why he in there. Ask Torres for the secret. Tell him to go to cell 17 and ask Torres what's the secret, man.
Actually, I think he'll be getting out before Christmas.
Yeah. That's what they say. But hey, that's Patterson, baby. That's where I born. That was my city. That's still our city?
No.
Well, who got the city now?
Always.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why you say no, baby, bro?
Oh. In that sense, I know why you say no, but.
Huh?
It's the Latinos. During the 90s, I seen them coming to Passaic. Take over Passaic.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Certain parts of Passaic. Certain parts of Passaic they can't get into, which would be the Jewish part, Jewish and the white part. But that part that go along Main Street, they took over that area, and slowly but surely, they came into Patterson. Now they took over Patterson. You got three bodegas and... on each corner, you got three beauty parlors on each corner. All the liquor stores owned by Spanish people. All the supermarkets owned by Spanish people. And once again, most importantly, they can't drive.
Man, how you go from owning business they can't drive?
Because that all cold. They got to get to work, don't they? And driving to work, they can't drive. How you just going to bust a U-turn on a busy street? A busy street with traffic, the middle of Broadway. How you going to bust a U-turn?
Right.
And did anybody see Jerry Maguire? The movie Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, I seen
that.
Yes. Okay.
No.
And my man, I forgot his name, but his brother. You guys remember his brother?
TP. They called him TP in the movie?
TP? All right, well,
what's the guy? The guy, I can't think of his name.
The
football player's brother?
Yeah.
His name was TP.
Right.
TP, yeah. Well, meet the new TP. Hey, baby brother.
He called them a little militant. He called them a militant.
He was a militant, right?
He was a militant.
That's right.
See, the thing is, if you open your eyes, you'll see this shit. If you just running around with your head up your ass, this shit is it's not being seen. You don't pay no attention to it.
Well, I got a question. I'm going to stand up for the Latinos, man. What's wrong if I come and buy everything? What's wrong with that?
Oh, none. I understand that everybody had their shot. The white man had his shot. Then he moved to Wayne and Fairlawn. Then the black people came in, took over. We had our shot. Now it's daytime. I get that.
So it's just a circle. It's just a circle of life.
I don't know who's going to take it after them. Maybe, I don't know who's going to take it after them, though. But, yeah, that's all it is. Everybody get their shot. If you like in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? When you get that shot, you got to take advantage of it. If not, your ass will be sitting on the bench. Frank Ntilikina.
You know
all
what,
right,
baby bro?
I mean, when the question is, even inequality and injustice is in USA, and they don't give anybody equal chance and equal treatment to get, you know, businesses, etc., then we have a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at them, yo. I don't give a damn. If they get together and they want to buy up whole sections of town, if they stick together, they got my love, man. Damn that. Because other people, wink, wink, could have did that shit.
Well, I mean, part of that is,
you know,
is
and that,
due to drug money.
That
a
is
lot
true,
of it is
that,
due to drug money.
Right.
No, well, what our problem is when we get in office, we want to be the giddy two shoes, and it's about everybody. And other nationalities, when they get in office, they look out for theirs, and that's why it seems like as if they're taking over, because when they do have some power, they use it to help advance their people. We, when we get it, we want to be Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, and we want it to be in with everybody, and we already got a bad hand. So when you're trying to make it available to everybody, everybody else can kind of step up. But 3/4 of our men are in jail, so we can't step up. And so other nationalities just move right past us because we haven't learned how to truly work together.
Exactly. If we work together, then the country will become stronger, and that's how we can make America great again. Otherwise, there is no way we can make America great again.
We got to stop worrying about making America great and make the world great. Because it's bigger
true.
Than America.
I mean, but first we have to, we make it our nation comes out of all these troubles that we have, we encounter, my friends, because, you know, as you mentioned, we have so many people in the prison system, and then, you know, they may get up, then we have more prisons for crimes and or minor crimes even. You be jailed for some corrupt judges. They give you 10 years, 5 years for some small things or a minute. And
but you got to remember. You got to remember now. And I know we talk togetherness and we talk unification. And trust me, it's going to happen. But when you talk about a president allocating $1.5 billion increase for prisons, jails, courts and prosecutors, I mean, we all understand that most of your jails and most of your prisons are private-owned institutions. They have stockholders. Now, I don't know if anybody knows anything about stockholders, but they demand that ROI like you said it was going to be. So if we actually tried to fix this and stop sending people to prison for bullshit, you got now that 1% of rich folks, they're not happy, and that 1% rules everything. So
mm-hmm. That's true.
We really
10%,
can't expect.
Yeah.
Well, you know that 1%, 10%, the filthy rich, they rule everything.
Right.
Aristocracy. Yeah.
So, but again, so when we start talking about a change and things along those lines, the prison system is going to have to stay the prison system. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen though, when it gets to the point that their favorite commodity is no longer available, they go find a new commodity because these prison systems and jails, they're built into the infrastructure of wealth for this nation, and that's not going anywhere. So somebody got to go to jail.
Hey, I must say, just so I can set the record straight. Now, some of them need to be there, all right?
That's right. Right.
He said, some of the folks, I mean, you know, at night by themselves, they said, yeah, I messed up. Yeah, they got me. All right, man. He said, all right. Then we didn't go open the door and let everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As long as they work for $1 an hour. So we see slavery today. It's not a slavery for the blacks or Hispanic or Asians or Middle Eastern. We have a total slavery system in this country. And
paid $1 a day, but that warden, he's getting paid a lot more than that.
Right. They won't. They would not, because and then even if they get free later on, they cannot be a firefighters or some other jobs that they have done enslaved them, because they have criminal records, my friends. So basically, you go back to a society that you have not all the roads are closed to you, and yet in Sweden, when maximum sentence is 25 years. And they put them in a small island of the Sweden, and they have nice houses. It's it's like you don't think that it's a prison. And the police, when they go there to check them out, they don't have even gun, because they trust, I mean, they give them everything, internet, TV, anything they want. And it depends up to one year to 25 years. And so, I mean, when they get freed, then they have a room in the society. That's the issue.
You're not letting them out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
When do we go back to talking about Thanksgiving food?
What, you got some more food you want to talk about? Go ahead, drop it on us.
Now I'm thinking about stuffing and dressing. My family had three different dressings this year, and I was shocked. Totally different, three different kinds. Who does that?
Your family.
Baby grown and say white people.
Greedy people.
Greedy.
You said there had three different types.
Three different types. Yeah.
Three different type of turkeys, or the same turkey with a different cooking.
Dressing. Dressing.
Okay. A staffing part is different. Okay.
Right.
Well,
what type of, I'm curious, what type of stuff or dressings were they?
Well, one was the one that I brought, which was just like a bread and, you know, like a a white bread stuffing or dressing.
Okay.
It wasn't in the turkey, with celery and onions, whatever. And then one was like, they called it was chestnut. Like, I've heard of it, but I never
had
it. And I don't know what the other one was. I didn't have it, and I have no idea.
Did y'all all know that y'all was making this?
There were a lot of us there. So,
I can see what happened is, and I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, but I'm just going to analyze this real quick. It sounds to me like somebody said to themselves, that chick can't make no stuffing. I'm going to make some stuffing and bring it. You know what I'm saying? So that's
or,
like three different kinds.
Or one of the men was trying to impress his lady. And he took two of them.
Oh, it was a man.
I brought one.
If it was a man.
Oh, you made yours and
he,
they made theirs.
If it was a man, more than likely he wouldn't board it, or he had another lady cook it to make it seem like he bought it.
No. He's
he can cook.
Like
cook.
A man.
Don't you?
Right.
Hey, I most certainly do.
You said men cooked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not popcorn.
Yeah.
Some people can cook.
I mean, popcorn is
not,
the Monsanto
not
anyway.
Not all men. Not all
unless
men.
It's organic.
So how was the stuffing with the nuts? Did you try the one with the nuts?
I did. It was so different, and it was great. It was really
okay.
good. Just different.
Let's analyze
pie,
this real quick. Stuffing with the nuts.
Potato pie. Oh, no. There were nuts that were being eaten.
Yeah, I'm saying it was in your mouth. I'm saying nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, the nuts were in my mouth, and they were being eaten.
And I'm quite sure it was tasty.
Hey,
baby bro, you ain't ready for this.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Sister Tiffany. Go ahead.
Hey.
Oh, no, no, honey. Stay on the porch. Stay on the porch.
Uh-oh.
You know. Right now, I wish it was still election season. Because I like to do
well,
an election.
It sounds like it was good, Sister Tippy. I mean, just the fact that you had some different, you know, the different
exactly.
the different stuffings
yeah.
there.
Yes,
it was,
exactly.
It was, we had a couple different turkeys. It was nice. We had a lot of different families together.
It, was, it sounds, like it, sounds
you know?
Like it was a variety of things. It sounds like it was a variety.
It sure was. It sure was. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One question
sure
for
was.
You guys. I mean, is that they say Thanksgiving is feminist? Because is that true or wrong, please?
What did the caller say? I'm sorry, I have to go.
Thanksgiving is a holiday, is a feminist. I mean, Turkey, when you put turkey on your food in your table, is feminist.
Really?
What?
I never heard that.
What did he say? It's feminist?
Yeah, when you put a
turkey on your
said.
Table.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
On your table.
I said, when you cook turkey and eat turkey, so that's the feminism. Feminist. Because.
Really? I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Just
no,
Google
I never
it
heard
and
of that.
You'll find some kind of good article about it. I mean, it's just. It's the kind of things that you have to believe. I mean, read it. I cannot say yes or no, and etc.
Oh, okay. Well,
but to me it is because why only turkey? Yeah,
well, on November 24th, there was a whole lot of feminine.
I've never heard of that. No, that's a new one. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, please research it, my friend. I mean, you will find something good articles on it.
I mean, what about that? What about that is feminist? I don't understand.
I don't get that. Turkey is a lady. I mean, it's not a male turkey. Turkey is a female turkey.
Hey, he said
the turkey is a female.
Then
it would be a hen.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I've never heard that. That's new to me. I've never heard that.
Well, think about it.
It's a
female sitting on your table with the legs gapped open and stepping in nuts.
Oh, wow. We going there? We're going to go there? Really? Wow. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, that's what we're doing. Because it's really?
The power of Christ compels you.
Is that what we're saying? Oh, wow.
The power
okay.
of Christ compels you.
Oh, wow.
So
that's what we're doing?
I'm just trying to make sense of it. We can say things that we heard, huh? Hmm. That's really interesting.
Wow.
I can't believe the source, man.
The
wow. Okay, that's what we're saying. I guess and the legs are open and it's stuffed and all of that. Okay. Okay.
Hey, I don't like know. I mean, that's what they keep saying because of it's holidays came because you know the guy Columbus said I found America, but it's actually the Native American up to the Latin America were the true citizens of this country, and then Spanish,
we gotta reel it in,
the first one. Yeah, I know.
We got about 30 seconds to go, and I want to take this moment to thank everybody for joining in the Attic Podcast. Again, feel free to call in. We like to have live discussion. Again, we are an entertainment-based production So again, call in, laugh, joke with us. Download the podcast. It's on Block Talk Radio, part of a series of Hodge to Hodge podcasts. Hey, crew, get your good nights in. We got 10 seconds.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.
I'm
Bye-bye.
Never looking at a turkey the same way again. I know that
good
much.
Night.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm sorry. Good
night. No, don't be. It's okay. I'm just saying. I'm never looking at turkey the same way again. But all right. Smack it, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no. I'm never looking at turkey the same way. All right.
Pumpkin pie rules.
Pumpkin pie is good.
No, she didn't.
Yes, he did.